I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Along with Jody McDonald, I'm Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP. Jody, I know the answer to this. I'm going to ask it anyway. You a fireworks guy, 4th of July?
I enjoy a good fireworks display. I'm not a firecracker guy because people get hurt with that stuff, but just generally going to a fireworks display. I didn't see it last night, but supposedly they had a great one at Citizens Bank Park. I got no problems with fireworks.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love the whole barbecue, fireworks, Americana, all that stuff. Went to a outdoor band concert the other day. They're firing up the John Philip Sousa. I get into all that stuff. I love that stuff. This hour is brought to you by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. So when Ray was on, Jody, I asked him, but I would really like your thoughts on this because I know you're a good college football guy. The traditional conferences have been, you know, in flux for a lot of years, and teams have been jumping all over the place. Schools have been jumping all over the place, and traditional geographic boundaries don't mean anything anymore. But when something which is still called the Big Ten, which is far from 10 teams anymore, welcomes in USC, UCLA, and apparently there's going to be a couple other teams, what's your thoughts on that? Because I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but I understand it. Unfortunately, Glenn, we like to talk about things like emotion and who you hate, irrational hate, and stuff like that.
I like rivalries,
and
then
you get back to why things happen today. It's M-O-N-E-Y, money. It's all about money, and this is certainly all about money. It's about billion-dollar TV contracts, and it goes further than that. This probably hasn't branched out yet, but remember I told you about it because it's going to happen. It's going to get back to streaming as well, which is another topic we hit on the show here. The Big Ten Network is going to have Big Ten Plus streaming that if you want to see your team, you're not Ohio State, you're not Michigan, but you're a Nebraska alum and you want to see Nebraska every single week, they're going to be on the Big Ten Network, but you got to stream it. You got to pay the price and you got to be a subscriber. That's what this is all about. It's about television contracts, network ones, which are the biggest money, but don't discount the streaming underneath where they're going to have the rights to show their games and they're going to be able to charge you for that. And the like, that's what it all is about. It's has nothing to do with rivalries or history or anything else. It's where can I get my universe? Remember when it used to be that, well, we don't really want to play because we got to get our kids on a plane and how much it's going to cost and take them away from school. No. We're cashing this check because we're a member of this conference and they're getting that much money to broadcast our games. Oh, that's what drives the bus.
So, and is this, I mean, maybe you've read more than I. This goes more than just football. They're joining these conferences for everything because USC, UCLA have teams in every single sport, including a lot. You know, there's no water polo, near as I know, team that's playing out of Michigan. Will this extend to other sports and men and women so that, you know, Rutgers is going to go be playing tennis at UCLA?
It should. That's the way it's supposed to work. Now, will they in the future diverse themselves and say there's different rules for every single sport and the like? That's not on the books right now. Could it be coming? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But as of right now, you join your new conference. You're supposed to join it across the board in all the sports.
I'm sure those UCLA kids are going to be thrilled to be going to Minnesota in December to play whatever other sport there is to play.
And a lot of these defections, specifically this one that just happened yesterday, it's all, again, I'm back to being a businessman. It's about market size. The Big Ten just pulled down L.A. L.A. is one of the biggest TV markets. And, yes, they care more about college football in L.A. than they do about the NFL. Even with the Rams having won a championship, it's still a bigger deal in L.A. Oh, they get to add the L.A. market to their Big Ten network? That's why they're doing this.
Right. So the Big Ten now has, I guess, New York, if you consider Rutgers, New York, right?
That's the only reason why Rutgers was pulled in.
Exactly.
I guarantee you that.
Right. And you have Chicago, right, with Northwestern, and you have Detroit with the Michigan schools, and now you have L.A. Yeah, that's four of the, well, it's the three largest markets in the country, and Detroit, I think, is still a top 10. So, yeah, I know. You know, maybe tomorrow, you and I are back again together tomorrow, and maybe one theme that I want to talk about, if we can get people call in about it, that would be interesting to me is how people consume sports. Because you are right. It is going to be network, but it is going to be streaming. And there's so many developments happening right now with the way people consume their sports. I read a thing that, you know, the NBA had the lowest TV ratings in a long time this year. The finals, excuse me, had a really low TV rating. And they are finding that people under age 30 don't watch games. They watch highlights.
Right.
They go to YouTube or they go to Instagram and they want to see the highlights. They don't want to watch the whole game. I'm wondering how much I'm wondering how our audience feels about that and how people will consume games moving forward. You do the streaming stuff with that Jacob Network, right? And that,
yeah.
And that thing is growing. I believe that that they're going to be doing a post game show there, an Eagles post game show, and they get audience. And 10 years ago, that thing you do would not even be a dream of anybody. Well, maybe a dream, but it wouldn't be happening.
It's a you're right. It's a kind of an in-depth conversation, even in the fact that we think all sports are created equal, and they're not. The NFL is the big dog, and they have such a consumption that they belie all other sports around them. The NHL is celebrating their increased ratings. Their increased ratings are minimal, but they're up, and no one else is trending up. Everyone else is trending down. So if you got something you can point to and go, hey, we're actually up, you're up because you got on ESPN. Let's be honest. That's the reason why their ratings went up, and they got more of a buzz from ESPN than they ever did from NBC. NBA is down. Baseball is kind of comparable to the NBA. Those are the only two that I would put side by side and say, let's see how one is doing, one's the other. Oh, this league is stronger than the other league. They're all different. They're not the same. We all want to make these very sweeping generalizations about it, but the sports are different. The way they're consumed, they're different. The kind of deals that they have with their broadcasting outlets are different. It's a very difficult argument to make and or understand.
Well, the baseball thing is interesting to me because I don't know how many people anymore sit down and watch an entire baseball game on TV. Right?
Yeah, I do basically every night. But I readily admit
the commissioner doesn't.
I am the exception, not the rule.
Right. Did you see Rob Manfred was interviewed this last week, and they said, how many hours of baseball do you watch a week? And I have to look this up. I'm kind of doing this off the top of my head. But I think he basically said, 6 to 8. And I'm thinking, 6 to 8? That's like two games at most. And he's the commissioner.
Right.
I think that. And again, I'm kind of teasing a topic that maybe we can find a way to clarify tomorrow. But I think that probably, and of course it's the younger you are, the more prone you're to do this. The Phillies play and people will look up highlights. And that's how they'll watch the Phillies. As opposed to sitting down at 7:05 or today it's a little bit after 4 and saying, okay, I'm in for the next, well, baseball now, 3.5 hours. And I'm going to watch every pitch. And I think that, and relates to the streaming services and it relates to the social media. I'll just throw in one more thing. This new golf thing, the LIV thing, right? It's not on Netflix. It's on YouTube.
Right.
That's where you watch it. It's just the world's changing.
And I'll give you a personal example. Watching the Phillies game the other night, the old man came on. And I'm taping both. I'm taping both the game and Old Man.
Yeah, great.
So, if Phillies go to commercial, boom, I go to Old Man. And I go to the tape so I can get past the commercials and watch 5 minutes of it. And I go back to the Phillies game. All right, I missed the first batter. No big deal. And I watch the next 2 hours. Okay, commercial, boom, I'm back to the Old Man again. people are multitasking every single day. I think even with their television viewing, you watch two things at once. And that's one of the beauties of baseball, because there are some things you got to watch. Like, I don't think anybody would do this with an Eagle game. You try and filter in something else while you watch it. No, no. You watch every snap of the Philadelphia Eagles game.
Yes, football is entirely different. Yes.
Baseball, you don't have to do that.
If no, you
miss
you
it,
don't.
And if you miss it, you got it on tape. Now all you got to do is hit rewind. And, oh, shoot. Hoskins hit a double down. How did I miss that? Let me go back and watch. And you just do it. That technology has made watching that much easier. But then how much did you really watch if you're just going back to find the big plays and watch something else at the same time?
And I think that's the way most people are anymore. Yeah. They just want to see the big plays. You just remind me of something. We've got to hit a break in a second. And I know this is when you and I were working together the first time. So it's the mid-90s, and I got a TV. And it's like I was all excited because I wanted to watch the game, but I wanted to watch something else. Maybe it's another game. Maybe it's something else. And I bought a TV, Jody, with picture in picture.
Picture in picture.
And
with
a
little box in the bottom.
This is going to be the greatest thing I ever got in my life. First of all, I don't think I ever exactly figured out how to make it work correctly. Just it was always a challenge to me. And second of all, it's one of those things where I think – a lot of people bought it once, and nobody ever bought it twice.
Well, the key that you needed was you had to have a secondary source. You had to have like a VCR, because you couldn't punch two channels up at once. You had to have one feed come through some other location so you could go back and forth between the two. And then, yes, you needed to become very proficient with the remote control. I'm such a TV dilettante that, yes, I got good enough to do that. And I lived with my picture-in-picture.
Yeah, you still have it?
No.
Still get it? Do they even offer it anymore?
My point would be, if someone still has picture-in-picture on their TV, you need a new TV. It's time to upgrade.
So
if
they don't
you
make
still
it
got
anymore.
Picture-in-picture.
Not an option anymore.
I do not believe any new TVs are being made with picture-in-picture capabilities.
Yeah, I was one and done with that thing. I mean, you just hit the last button, right? And it's
correct.
Like you, I can watch two things at the same time. Probably not a drama like that, but I can watch two baseball games and pretty much get it down to the pitch. I can watch two football games, not Eagles. I watch every play, but if it's, you know, whatever, there's a doubleheader on and it's not the Eagles, I can go back. It's like I got the snap on that game. Okay, now I flip to the other. I can do that pretty well, pretty adeptly. But picture in picture, I never. Never figured that out.
And that's my knock against streaming. And I'm like you. I don't do it as much as you do, but I've got most of the services. I pay for a couple. My daughter has allowed me to get some from her because she's got them. And you could have two or three people whose email you put in so that you're part of it, too. That's the only thing that stinks about streaming, because you can't go directly back and forth. You've got to get out of the streaming and then get back up on a TV.
True.
And then it takes time. When you hit that button, you want to go immediately to the other game or the other thing that you're watching, and you can't do that with streaming.
That is correct. 215-592-9494. He is Jody McDonald. I'm Glenn Mack now. Saturday on 94 WIP. And it is time for me to tell you about Gaida Door and Window. If you're tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house, maybe it's time you finally go Gaida. The great people at Gaida Door and Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. For every door or window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off, and you can mix and match the savings to suit your own needs. So you buy an entry door, you get half off a storm door. You buy a patio door, you get 50% off a window. If you need to replace all the windows and doors in your house, well, you save 50% on half your project. The more you need, the more you save. Plus, Gaida is making it easier for you to afford your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. Offers are limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Gaida today. Schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA. Or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.